Russell.
How you guys doing? Good to hear from you guys.
So, you know, you lost some players like teams do, Golden Tate, some new faces on the line. Tell me what you feel that you've found about the identity of your offense in this preseason, and how can you match that intensity that you had that got you to the championship last year?
Well, I think we're doing a great job right now. The players that we have, you know, the addition, obviously, is Percy Harvin. He didn't really play much last year. Paul Richardson is a tremendous football player. There's so much talent on the flank right now. And so we're just continuing to improve and continue to get better. I think that, you know, our running backs are doing a really good job, Marshawn Lynch and obviously Robert Turbin, Christine Michael, too, when he steps in the game. Our line just looks so strong. They're doing a great job right now. We're staying on schedule. We're keeping the tempo up and making plays when we need to.
Have you reached out to anybody, or maybe there's no need to, but have you reached out to anybody just to get a gauge on what's to come as far as being a Super Bowl championship quarterback and all the spotlight on you and all that kind of stuff?
You know, one of the guys I've talked to is Drew Brees and people like that, but I think the biggest thing, I just try to remain humble and just realize that, you know, I'm so blessed to be where I am. I'm so blessed to be the starting quarterback at Seattle Seahawks. I worked extremely hard at it, and we just, it's a collective effort, you know, and it's one of those things that we always try to put our best foot forward, and I think that's the thing that you have to continue to try to do. You know, that's the tough part, especially when you win a championship, is to be able to do that, you know, to do the same thing over again. And at the end of the day, we're not trying to do that. We're trying to go 1-0 every week and focus on winning football games.
In that same vein, Russell, I mean, have you talked to anybody about how difficult it is to repeat and what goes into that?
You know, one of the guys I actually talked to was Michael Jordan, you know, a guy who's won, you know, several NBA championships, obviously. You know, and the thing that he said is being able to lead, being able to bring the others with you, and also, you know, being the one that's always the first one there, last one to lead, to take the extra shots, and to help the young guys, and do all the things that you can. So I think that you just have to do that much more, you know, and human nature wants to fight against that. You know, human nature wants you to naturally relax and not improve. But, you know, one of the things I'm trying to do in our team collectively is to fight that and just to continue to improve and continue to stay focused on one mission, and that's going 1-0 every week.
Russell, how did you end up hooking up with Jordan? How did that come together, and how did that play out?
He asked me to go to his golf tournament, and so I ended up going to his golf tournament where I got to spend some time with him and spend the day with him and just share some common thoughts and questions, so that was an amazing experience for me.
Russell, almost 2 years later, what do you remember about how the last time the Packers came to Seattle, how that game ended?
It was a great game. It was a battle. It was a battle to the very end. You know, obviously, you know, everybody wants to talk about the ending of it, but there's so many plays in between it. And you know, I obviously going to University of Wisconsin, I lost the heartbreaker, you know, on a Hail Mary and to Michigan State, as I'm sure everybody remembers in the state of Wisconsin, and then to be on the other side of it, you know, it's one of those other things, you know. And so I think the you know, that was 2 years ago, you know, and we're focused on this moment right now and being lasered in into preparing it and to making sure that we do everything we can to come out with a win against a very, very good football team, the Green Bay Packers.
Now that you made that progression from rookie to Super Bowl champion quarterback, how important was that play so early in your career, just in your development, your confidence?
I don't think it's just that play. You know, there's so many other plays. It's all the work in between. You know, it's the late nights. It's the extra throws after practice. It's getting out there early before practice. I think that's what's played a role, not just one play. You know, and everybody remembers that play because it's a pretty crazy significant play. But at the same time, you know, I know it's all the extra work in between.
You ever faced Julius Peppers in a game? What do you remember from that? And what do you see when you see him now lining up at linebacker for the Packers?
Well, Julius Peppers is one of the best football players you know ever to play the game. He's so athletic. He's physical. He can run. You know, he's just a great football player. He has a great knack for the game, understanding of the game. I played him my rookie year when we played the Chicago Bears, and he was all over the place. So, you know, to play against a guy like that is a tremendous thing, and you get excited for those big moments and those big games, and I have so much respect for a guy like Julius Peppers.
Russell, how hard is it to get a feel for what you're going to see defensively when all we talk about before these openers are unscouted looks and potentially things that aren't on film?
Well, you just gotta trust your eyes. You gotta trust what you see, you know. And you know, I think that obviously Coach Capers, a defensive coordinator for them, is a great defensive coordinator. He knows so many different things, and just study and be prepared, you know. And I played a lot of football games, I've seen a lot of different things, and so you just gotta trust what you see, and let it rip, and be on time, and be consistent with your eyes, and be consistent with what you're trying to do.
Have you guys been preparing for this game all through training camp, or is it just kind of preparation just kind of starting now?
Can you ask that question again? I kind of lost you.
Yeah, have you guys been preparing for this game since the first day of training camp, or are you guys just starting in preparation now?
We're just starting preparation now. Yesterday actually. So, you know, we go 1 week at a time. That's what we've always done. We can't look too far ahead. You know, we've always wanted to just stay in the moment. I think that's what Coach Carroll does a tremendous job of, is really leading our coaching staff and leading us players to just being in the moment. And that's what I try to do offensively during the game and in practice, and when the game's on the line. You know, don't focus on everything else. Just right here, right now.
Russell, 2 years in now, with CenturyLink, what kind of advantage does that give you, and just what is kind of your experience has been like playing in that venue and what that kind of brings out of you?
Well, it's got to be on everybody's bucket list to come to a game here. You know, it's one of those things that gives you chills when you come into the stadium, just in terms of how loud it is, the energy, the enthusiasm in the stadium. You know, it's one of a kind. And to play at CenturyLink is a tremendous thing. It's a special thing to see and be a part of. The ground literally shakes, I believe, you know, when you're out there, it feels like. And so, you know, we're excited. We're excited to play at home our first game. And, you know, obviously against the Green Bay Packers will be a great one. I have so much respect for Aaron Rodgers and their offense and their defense and what they do as a football team and what Coach McCarthy has them doing. And so, we know it's going to probably come down to the wire and be one of those games that's going to be back and forth the whole game.
Russell, does it ever interfere with your communication every once in a while when they're all hyped up and after a big play or something like that?
Yeah, it can a little bit, but you know, the crowd's so good. They're so in sync, so they understand. You know, the hardest thing is when we get a big play, then it's sometimes I got to call my own play, or Bevel has to, you know, say it twice or whatever it is, you know, just because, you know, through the headset it's hard to hear because it's so loud sometimes. So, you know, it definitely is a real thing. You know, the energy and the loudness in the stadium is something that's very, very real.
Russell, how different is it to be going into year three now, where maybe if you have to, you can carry this team a little more? If there's one thing that, you know, maybe sometimes has been said, is that they don't ask you to carry the team all the time. Are you at a better place now where you can do that if called upon to do it?
I just try to do my part. That's always the case. You know, whether if it's I got to throw it 40 times or 50 times or just, you know, 25 to 30 times, you know, we have to, there's a balanced attack to it. That's what we do so well. You know, we have great defense, we have a physical run game, we have a great play action game, try to get the ball out on time. And so, obviously, going to year three, I've learned so much more. I've played in so many big games and been a part of something special. And so, I think that, you know, my understanding of the offense is just always going to continue to improve. And that's my goal, you know, never take a day off. You know, even though it's year three, even though it's one day down the road, a year 18 or 20, you know, I want to treat it like it's day one. And like I always have, and continue to take notes, continue to learn, and continue to ask questions.
In the preseason with the emphasized penalties, some of these games with 20 penalties for both teams, and Aaron has expressed frustrations that even if the penalty's caught on the defense, it can slow up his no-huddle offense. What's your feeling been about running your offense during the preseason with that kind of a thing going on?
Well, you know, I think that we've done a very good job of just staying on schedule and not worrying about things that we can't control. You know, I think that I think the refs have done a great job in our games, you know, and so we've been good with it. We've worked really hard to stay on schedule and not get penalties. And, you know, and so that's one of the things we're trying to focus on as a team, as just a collective effort, is to stay on schedule and not pull us back.
Russell, did you envision this happening to you when you came to Wisconsin, and what role did that year at Wisconsin play in getting you to where you are right now?
I definitely envisioned it. That's why I came there. You know, I wanted to be a part of something special. I went to the University of Wisconsin and bring some enthusiasm there and also hopefully win a lot of football games and be a part of something really special and a great education and just be a part of the University of Wisconsin. But then I also knew that Wisconsin could help me too in terms of improving as a football player and continue to grow. And you know, so going to, you know, leaving from NC State, which is a school I did love too and graduated from and played a lot of football there, but then going to University of Wisconsin and everybody welcomed me there, and from the fans to the coaches to the teammates, you know, something I'll never ever forget, you know, and so grateful for. I mean, I think about the games that I played at University of Wisconsin from, you know, my first one to the first time we played, you know, Nebraska in the Big Ten Championship, to when we beat Penn State, to the Big Ten Championship, to the Rose Bowl, just all those experiences, you know. It really was something special, and just I remember my teammates and how much they meant to me, you know, and they still do. And so, you know, I'll always be a part of the University of Wisconsin and the state of Wisconsin. It means the world to me.
Were you able to watch the game last night, or were you too busy working?
I was able to watch a little bit as I was working. You know, it was a tough one, man. I was screaming, rooting as loud as I could. It was a heartbreaker. Got some really good football players though, and Coach Anderson's going to do a good job. And it was a tough game against a very, very good football team in LSU.
Hey, Russell, just from your rookie year, what was it like working with Matt Flynn, and what were those experiences like for you coming in?
It was good. You know, Matt's a great quarterback and a guy that knows a lot of football, and you know, I have a lot of respect for him and how he goes about his business. And so, I definitely enjoyed my experience with Matt Flynn.